Two Silicon Valley companies say the U.S. government is limiting what they can sell to China and Russia. NVIDIA and AMD make highly sophisticated computer chips. They can be used for collecting intelligence and developing weapons. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Celeste.
So this is the latest attempt by the U.S. to try to stop China and Russia from having access to certain technologies or products. What kind of products would be affected by these restrictions?
Well, it's an interesting story. It's a blast from the past because growing up, every computer that had a graphics chip in it was either NVIDIA or AMD.
Yeah.
They were originally rendering images in video games. That's where these things come from. But in the past decade, they're now used in supercomputers, which are used by scientists and engineers and internet companies for what we think of as AI, recognizing speech and objects in photographs. So that's what the problem is. The U.S. is sitting here saying, we've got a lead in the production of these microcomputers that other countries that we're now thinking of as military adversaries might use, in fact, against our military. So that's what this restriction is about.
And these computer chips are a hot potato throughout the globe. Taiwan manufactures a number of these chips that were designed by China. So these supercomputers that you're talking about, what could China and Russia use them for that might worry the U.S., especially in the short term?
Well, fundamentally, weapons development, intelligence gathering. Some of these large computer systems in China have been linked to a brand new UN report that's come out where it suggests that China has committed human rights atrocities with the Uyghurs, the Muslim minority in China. It's increasingly been used to identify faces in video images. So what the U.S. is saying is it's going to impose a new license requirement for any future export of these chips to Canada. I'm sorry, not to Canada, to China, to Hong Kong and Russia to, in their words, address the risk that these products might be used in or diverted to a military end use. So the argument here is that they can use that stuff against the military. Obviously, the Taiwan issue is big because China has been sort of agitating in Taiwan, and the U.S., or at least many U.S. officials, have come down on the side of Taiwan. So it's not for everything that these companies make. It's not for a typical computer chip. It's for some high-end chips that are designed to speed up machine learning and can be used in military or surveillance or intelligence applications.
So can China and Russia get these chips elsewhere? I mean, what would stop one country from purchasing them from the U.S. and then selling them to China and Russia?
The thing that would stop it is that AMD and NVIDIA are such big creators of chips and have government contracts with the United States. There are ways in which if AMD and NVIDIA know or should have known that they are selling to a client who otherwise might divert it to the restricted clients, i.e. China and Russia, they could lose massive contracts. They would probably lose such public confidence that the major manufacturers of computers and phones that use their chips might have to stop buying from them. So the risk in trying to avert this kind of policy is dangerous. Now, NVIDIA has said it's going to apply for a license to continue some of its Chinese exports, but that's up to the government as to whether they get granted an exemption.
And whether there will be further restrictions on further products.
Yeah.
Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thanks as always, Ali.
My pleasure.